Is it true that Ravan had immense knowledge? Yes, definitely. Ravan has composed for the praise of Lord Shiva called Stotra, which is called as Ravan Stuti. It is not the praise of Ravan, it is praise by Ravan. And even now, if you go to the Kashi Vishwanath temple, the Kashi Vishwanath deity is here, on the opposite side, Ravan Stuti is written over there. So he certainly had a lot of learning. And also, some people say that he was a Brahmana. And okay, it's not that simple, because these lineages become a little complicated. He came from a Brahmana dynasty. He was Vishrava, the sage Vishrava was his Vishrava or Pulastya. Pulastya. Actually, that whole lineage was there. So he came from a lineage of Brahmanas, but because so just like if say the mother and the father are from two different lineages, then the child who is born, child can either have prominently the characteristics of the mother's side or the father's side. So although his father was a sage, now he had been seduced by a rakshasa woman. She wanted a progeny from him. And so then when Ravan was born, he primarily had the Rakshasa characteristics. Because what had happened was, although he had it was a sage who had fathered him, but it was the whole thing was not done in proper consciousness. And it was the so he was basically, he had demonic mentality. So he was from a Rakshasa lineage, but he was from a Brahman lineage as well as a Rakshasa lineage. And he got the characteristics of the Rakshasa lineage primarily. So he certainly had knowledge, but he did not have knowledge about the purpose of knowledge. That is the most important thing. So we can get a lot of knowledge, but if somebody doesn't have the knowledge of the purpose of knowledge, then they can actually become very dangerous. If somebody is ignorant, they can't do much. They can't do much harm also. If somebody has medical knowledge, then they can actually find, no, if somebody has medical knowledge but does not have compassion, or doesn't have the desire to heal people, then what happens is, they can either complicate people's diseases, or they can even steal organs while they're treating somebody. They can even kill someone. They can, in a cold-blooded way, actually, if you see the civilization which caused the greatest deaths, sometimes you think of the First World War, Second World War, or now terrorism, it's a great, big danger. But the maximum deaths happened in the last century in Nazi Germany, then the communist regimes in China. Almost 100 million people were killed in Russia as well as China, which is more than both the world wars combined together. And both these countries were very scientifically advanced. Even Germany was scientifically advanced. So there's knowledge, but there was no virtue. There was no understanding of the purpose of knowledge. So then what happens is, that such people can become very dangerous. So Ravan had a lot of knowledge, but there was no understanding of the purpose of knowledge. And because of that, he abused all his knowledge. Okay?
So this is not a question. This is to confirm something.